This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The general leading Sudan's coup has now vowed to usher the country to an elected government. But Abdel Fattah Burhan has also having powerful allies, including Gulf nations, and a feared Sudanese paramilitary commander, and he appears intent on keeping the military firmly in control. Burhan first gained prominence in 2019 when he and other top generals toppled Omar al-Bashir under pressure from mass demonstrations against the autocrat's 30-year rule. He remained in charge for several months until international pressure forced the military to reach a power-sharing deal with protesters. They established a joint civilian-military sovereign council headed by Burhan that was supposed to rule Sudan until elections set for 2023. A Brazilian Senate committee has recommended on Tuesday that the president, Jair Bolsonaro, face a series of criminal indictments for actions and omissions related to the world's second highest COVID-19 death toll. The 7-4 vote was the culmination of a six-month committee investigation of the government's handling of the pandemic. It formally approved a report calling for prosecutors to try Bolsonaro on charges ranging from inciting crime to misuse of public funds and crimes against humanity, and in doing so, holding him responsible for many of Brazil's more than 600,000 COVID-19 deaths. The president has denied any wrongdoing, and the decision on whether to file most of the charges will be up to the prosecutor and Bolsonaro appointee, who is widely viewed as protecting him. This is VOA News. U.S. health advisors have endorsed kid-sized doses of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for young children. That vote Tuesday by the Food and Drug Administration panel moves the nation closer to vaccinating children ages 5 to 11. The FDA is not bound by the recommendation and is expected to make its own decision within days. If regulators do agree, shots could begin as early as next week. Young kids would get just a third of the dose given to teens and adults. Study found kid-sized vaccinations are nearly 91% effective at preventing symptom-like infections. U.S. Congress is set to force America's armed services to keep better track of their guns and explosives, imposing new rules in response to an Associated Press investigation that shows firearms stolen from U.S. bases have resurfaced in violent crimes. Under the proposals, the Department of Defense would tell both lawmakers and civilian law enforcement authorities more about guns that vanish from military armory, shipments, and warehouses. Overall, the AP has found that at least 2,000 firearms from the Army, Marines, Navy, or Air Force were lost or stolen during the 2010s. Even as guns kept disappearing, though, the Department of Defense in recent years stopped advising Congress of most losses or thefts. That was one finding of an investigation which showed how assault rifles, pistols, armor-piercing grenades, and other weapons have made their way onto the nation's streets. Law enforcement officials in the U.S. and Europe arrested 150 people, seized more than $31 million in an international drug traffic investigation stemming from sales on the darknet. The Justice Department says that the arrests are connected to a 10-month investigation between federal law enforcement officials in the U.S. and Europol in Europe. Prosecutors allege those charges are responsible for tens of thousands of illegal sales in the U.S. and the United Kingdom, Australia, Bulgaria, France, Germany, Italy, the Netherlands, and Switzerland. The Justice Department says investigators have seized over $31.6 million in cash and virtual currency. That's in addition to about 45 guns. There's more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.